Good afternoon. I'm Mark Allen with Gaber.io, and I'm here today with Andrew Booz, the CEO and co-founder of Potion. Good afternoon, Andrew. How you doing?
Hey, Mark. Great to meet you.
And did I get your last name right?
I've kind of given up on correcting people. It's Booz, but Booz is way more memorable, so you can call me whatever you like.
Well, so it's like the speaker system, right? Booz?
The speakers, yeah. Okay. But Booz was pretty, I mean, my dad made beer for a living, so it was kind of like, Booz was just, it was the name.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
So tell us about yourself. Tell us about your background, where you're from, and, previous jobs before Potion.
Yeah, sure. So I'm from Canada, as the pillow over there maybe gives you a hint. I've been in San Francisco for 10 years. I've been doing early startups and helping early startups go to market basically for my whole career. So first company, I was sort of founder CEO. It was sort of a dorm room startup story. I did a bunch of sales work and got all their early like website and whatnot up. That company ended up getting acquired, which is a nice outcome. And then I went and joined a company where I learned all this sort of sales operations, like actual techniques. So sales ops and go to business development sort of more formally. So that company ended up raising, $80 million, and it got bought by Cisco, and I was running their BDR team. So that's where I kind of got into the world that Potion sort of is helping. So I was running a team of people that were doing cold calls, cold emails. They were on LinkedIn, cold prospecting. And after a couple of years, even after I had left that company, I had a small consulting firm of BDRs that did exactly that. And we started doing a lot of video, and the video was really dull. Like, we had to re-record every single video for each recipient. And, if you're doing biz dev, you're reaching out to 50 to 100 new recipients a day. And we'd have to re-record each video again and again and again.
Wow.
We'd even do these funny things like, have a whiteboard. So we'd hold up the name and like say, hey, hey, Mark, like, let's take a demo. And it took hours and hours to make almost identical clips. And it just really was kind of dull. But it worked really well. So we booked a lot of meetings with it. Potion then started about a year ago. And we've got this crazy cool new technology that lets you take one video of yourself, and then it'll create many different versions of it where you're greeting each recipient by their first name. Then we have other features, like you can superimpose their name on a whiteboard. We're basically solving all those problems. So you can take one video and then make however many that you want, and each one is personalized to its recipient.
Interesting. So yeah. Is there some artificial intelligence involved there, or is it just pure video magic?
Yeah, there's AI. So there's AI that basically edits the video itself. So it can change your lip movements, and it basically matches so that you're saying a different name than what you said before. It's really wild and pretty advanced.
That is. I mean, I've never heard of anything. I mean, I've heard of what you used to do, obviously, and it is, wow, that's pretty cool. So who's your typical customer? Seems like it would be anybody that wants to do personalized video.
I mean, that's it. We also have a bunch of regular video tools, so separate from the AI stuff that I mentioned. So we also have, the basic easy way to just record a screen recording. You can record your talking head in front of a screen recording. So you can, easily share links and clips and all that sort of thing. But even there, we've added all sorts of things to make it better for sellers. So you can put your calendar link right next to the video, so someone can book time while they're watching. There's just a bunch of little time savers like that. Like, we have a teleprompter feature, so you can put a script right in front of your camera, so you don't need to break eye contact when you're reading video. Just all sorts of things like that.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I actually think I want to try that.
I mean, you should. It's free, and I'll give you a full walkthrough if you want.
I would love that. Thank you. Yeah. So it seems to me like, can anybody do it from their laptop or from their iPhone, or do you need to come into, your set and do it?
You can do it. I mean, you can do it from a web browser. It's all based on your browser. So it's a Chrome extension, and you can either use the Chrome extension or you can log in. There's a button you can go to record video or record screen or anything like that. But obviously you need a webcam and you need a mic and those things. But most laptops.
Interesting. Yeah. And I'm assuming you have a freemium, the free one for the average person, and then you have an enterprise, you go up the line for, small to medium size, then all the way up to enterprise licenses. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, it's early days. So we have a free tier that's pretty generous. You can do 100 of those dynamic videos a month. And then everything else is unlimited. And then if you want to do unlimited dynamic videos, it's $99 a month. And then, you know, we're early. If someone were to come to us and say, hey, we want to get 20 seats or something, yeah, we would put together an enterprise package for them. But as of now, it's just seat by seat. And there's, you know, obviously a pretty generous free tier.
Yeah, cool. And yeah. I'm assuming, are you at home now, or is that your a real background, or is that a fake background?
Oh, that's my real, it's the couch. I mean, this is my office.
So you truly are working from home, obviously.
I am very much working from home. Yeah, that's right.
And you said you started it last year. So sounds like you've been working remotely since day one. Is that correct?
I've been working. Yeah. I mean, my business, I've been remote for 5 years. I mean, before it was cool. we were all remote.
Wow. And do you have a distributed staff, or how many people in the company?
Yeah. So Potion's pretty, it's really early, right? So it's myself and we have one other sort of biz dev intern. And then there's my technical co-founder who's the head of product, and there's a head of AI. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. And then I think there's 4 other engineers that are all contractors. So it's still fairly small. So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 8 people?
Sounds like 8, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And you've been 100% remote since day one?
Yep, that's right.
Wow, cool. And then, so as you know, where I live went to the yellow tier yesterday. I don't know if San Francisco did. I know San Mateo County did.
It's good. It's opening up. Yeah, it's a little better.
So what do you see for the future of? Are you going to have an office in downtown San Francisco, which is surprisingly cheap now, or are you going to, you know, remain remote?
You know, it's a good question. I really like living in SF. I mean, I just don't know if, I don't know if office space, I mean, it's kind of a TBD. I really couldn't tell you. Our head of AI is in Singapore. So, I mean, chances are we're just going to kind of build and grow and remain remote. I don't see how that wouldn't be the case.
Yeah.
My co-founder and I are in San Francisco. So we actually meet a couple times a week anyways and just have dinner or whatever. Mm-hmm. But we're pretty used to just having a daily rhythm and it's all remote. And we're pretty productive that way.
Wow. And so as you grow, you think it'll stay like that? You'll just maybe have pockets of people in different cities, but you know, you'll be living, there's your office right next to your couch and you'll just keep doing that.
Yeah, we're in the cloud, man. Who knows? I think that's probably going to be the reality. Yeah.
Wow. And what about development? You think you'll do that? Is that done out of Singapore now, or is that done somewhere else?
Yeah, right now it's also distributed. We have a couple contractors in India, and we have, I mean, the guy in Singapore, and then the guy in San Francisco. So it's obviously distributed. I mean, there might be the one thing that I really miss, just to be honest, is the whiteboard. So being able to sit in a conference room and like whiteboard out, like when you're really creative and doing creative problem solving and brainstorming and whatnot, that's really nice. And that's hard to do remotely, but we're just getting better and better at it. I mean, we have different ways to get that.
Yeah. And there are actually are some whiteboard products out there now, remote whiteboard products. I don't know if you've seen them.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a solvable problem, I think.
Yeah. I think part of, especially you're a younger man, I can tell, you know, it's that interaction, right? That, you know, that energy you get from being together, right?
Yep. Yeah. I'm super extroverted too. So it's been tough, but it's like, I think it's just, it is more efficient and it's super expensive to live in San Francisco. And it's just kind of like, there's talent everywhere and there's people that want to help us everywhere. And I don't want to just constrain ourselves to people that live here.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. So, well,
yeah,
Andrew, you got a great product. I mean, I really am looking forward to seeing it. It sounds really cool. And I could probably introduce you to a few people that might want to introduce, you know, try it out too. So I want to thank you for your time today. It's been great talking to you.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, a Canadian, you know, Canadians are near and dear to my heart, having lived near Canada for 30 years. So,
yeah.
Thanks again for your time and have a great weekend.
Hey, thank you too, Mark. It was great to meet you. And yeah, if any of the listeners want to give it a try, it's sendpotion.com. And just let me, if you mention this podcast, I'll give you a free month of professional. And obviously, I'll give you all the onboarding and everything too.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Thanks a lot, Mark.